Rob.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
So how you doing, Rob? Up?
Good. Hiya. Marisol, nice to hear your voices.
Thank you.
Hope you had a nice Thanksgiving.
We did.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Good.
All right. So as we start, usually, what's on your mind and questions that you have on the homework?
Well, what we did is we started slowly with the files and we went over our list and we have a few clients that is in the files. And, but that's very few because we're doing it very slow.
I mean, we're where we were last time, but with more files.
Right.
that's really where we're at. We're working through everybody. I continue my, I don't want to say light prospecting because it's really not that light, but yeah, prospecting efforts, mainly focusing on my clients though, and repositioning their accounts, plus files. So
okay.
That's kind of where we're at. And now I actually setting the appointments, the calendars, instead of just calling people, you know, now we're setting the calendars. So kind of working through it. But as I said last time, each client is a lot of work. Each client is a lot of work. And then something else has been thrown in the mix too, which is talking to almost every client CPA about possibly taking losses and connecting with CPAs. So that's more work because now I'm calling the CPAs and et cetera. So that's where I'm at.
Well, you know, you don't have to, I mean, you and your client can make a decision on taking tax losses, right?
Yeah, and like, for example, to that point, I had one yesterday that did, but a lot of these guys, they don't know where they're at. So I'd rather them talk to the accountant. If the answer is, I don't know, or in one guy's case where he's an oncological professor, didn't even understand the concept, and I had to really, like, go over it with him several times, and then he got it, and then I had to talk to a CPA. So, yeah, I prefer to talk to the accountant and put that in my notes versus just blindly making the call, you know?
Sure. Okay. So, but you know where they are unless they have a lot of assets away from you, right?
True. Or if they have, like the guy yesterday had some real estate losses that he knew about. So
okay.
That it was unrelated, but I guess he could use those.
I didn't think he could take real estate losses.
He had some, maybe they're business losses, but he had losses accumulated. So he didn't need for me to do anything on my end.
Okay, so he didn't need, but tax losses are forever. that's not a good answer, okay? That's not an acceptable answer from them in terms of logic and math and business in our industry.
In other words, he has gains on my side, and he says that he has enough accumulated losses to wipe out those gains. That was the response
okay.
of this gentleman.
I understand that. That's great. But what about losses that he's taken? Does he have any losses with you?
Oh, no. Well, he has a net gain, a net realized gain with me.
How about individual gains? I mean, individual losses. Doesn't he have some stocks that are down?
He does, but overall, he's got a net gain. Yeah, so I don't want to take the losses in those stocks if I don't have to, right?
Well,
so,
no. See, I disagree. I'm just arguing a point as a customer. Okay, if I have losses, I'd like to take them as long as I don't affect my position in terms of meaning I can do a tax swap and put it into a like asset and establish the loss and have that loss forever. Then the stock market goes back up and I've still got the loss, which I can use in future years. So, you know what I mean? It's just that you gotta make sure that they're not using bad tax thinking. Okay?
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Losses are very valuable. I mean, you can use them forever.
Yes.
And when you get a volatile market like this and they create opportunities to take losses, you want to grab them. Even if you have a net gain, who cares if it's a net gain? I want my individual losses. I'll carry them over to next year and then use them against gains next year.
Gotcha.
Okay, just throwing that out because I think that means you should be pretty much harvesting losses for everybody if you can. Now, a lot of people don't have losses because they've been invested for a long time and the stocks are up, but occasionally you'll have, you know, recent positionings or whatever. You can take the loss. Anyway, just a point of order.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Rob.
Yeah. I think it's... Alright, so... Well, you're making progress. It's just, you know, maybe at a different rate than you'd want it to be, but it's, you're on the path, right? I mean, there's nothing, you're creating agendas with executive summaries and you have folders and you've got set appointments. As long as you're doing that, it doesn't matter how many you've done. It just matters that you're doing it right. Mm-hmm. Okay? And that and every week you're adding new people. That's the idea. You know, if you could add, you know, 5 new people a week, that would be great. Just keep pounding away at it until you get everybody in the system.
That's what we're doing. Another thing that's kind of slowing me down is that whatever Joe did in terms of actually execution of the trades, now I'm having to learn the system. Right? So, Joe teach me. I mean, Joe's doing the majority of the teaching, but I still have to learn the system. So it's Joe, it's my brother, it's another guy that's on the bond desk. So, you know, I'm having to go through this, so it's slowing me down as I just input stuff. I mean, it's as basic as I don't know how to put a bond trade in the system. I haven't done it here. So now I have to do that. I mean, keep in mind, I used to be a trader, and I've run 3 trade desks. But I didn't know how to do a bond trade in the system, which is easy, but it's still something I got to learn, you know? So, you know, that's kind of slowing me down a little bit too, but that's like a now thing. As I don't have to learn that 20 times. I'll learn it and that's it, you know?
Yeah. No, that's right. That's right. That's good though. Yeah, you gotta, unfortunately, you still have to, you know, with Joe out of there, you got to go and do all the work he was doing.
Yep.
Which is, you know, that's a lot of work.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So, questions on? I mean, this is a big week 10 for you. And the reason is, you have the ability to use this stuff, this acquisition tool that I teach. And why do I say that? Because you've got the talent. See, you've got the skill. You just need the tools to use. So for me, I'm handing you, you know, a new set of tools that allow you to do your job much better than you've done it in the past. So you want to make sure that week 10 is something that you really want to pay attention to.
Okay.
So this week was the VIP FA, and we really call it FAQ. So it's VIP FAQ. Okay. And the idea is that with every existing client, that you would like to replicate. Now, that's not everybody, right? But you, let's say the top 20% of your practice, you like them, you trust them, you'd like them to just give you one introduction, right, that became a client. And, you know, that comes close to almost doubling your business. So how do you get existing clients to give you introductions? Well, you probably just ask them, and they give them to you, right?
Yes, even though I have to tell you, I haven't been awesome at that in my recent career. 30 years ago, I did a lot of that, but recently I didn't, because what's happened is at Morgan Stanley, I've basically just worked my book and haven't asked for referrals. I've gotten a couple of them without asking, a few, okay? And when I worked at a bank, I never asked for referrals. I asked for referrals from the bankers.
Yeah.
Right? So,
just asking for referrals.
Yeah.
That's asking.
But, you know, I actually engaged Bill Cates, and I've suspended him for a while getting back into this, into Supernova, because you both have made the point of that I have to become referable.
That's true.
So I'm trying to become referable before asking for referrals. Plus, right now, honestly, I'm so engaged with my clients and some of the prospects I have. What am I going to ask referrals for? I need to focus on my clients right now and get this straight, you know? So that's really where I'm at. I don't want to ask for referrals and then not call the referral. That would be dumb.
Okay, so let's just spend a minute on what we've done with Bill Cates' model, because if you hired Bill, you got to know this, right? You know the VIPSA model. That's his model.
Yep.
His model is actually VIPS, and then we added the AT on the end of it.
Okay.
And so what did we do? One of the things that we did was use the advice model, which is the A, and it's easier to get people to, you got to ask people to help you, and you've got to ask them for their advice, because it's smart. I mean, you don't have to, but it's smarter than trying to do it yourself. So what happens is a person gives you an introduction, right? Here's a name. Here's the phone number. Okay? That begins a long process of trying to get in touch with the guy. Then you got to introduce yourself and say you were referred by such and such. And it's usually kind of almost a cold call. There's not that warm sense of really being introduced. So we didn't like that. We liked the idea of it. We liked the value, important, permission, suggestion part of it. You know, give us, you know, the suggestion number of names. But the advice part is the key to me in closing and getting to more actual clients than just names and phone numbers. So what we do is just in the advice model goes something like this at the end. Let's say that we
went through the whole process. You decided that you agreed that you would do some brainstorming with me.
We did the brainstorming. We came up with 5 or 6 names. And then what we do is we circle back. Okay, so let's circle back and profile the number one person. So of the people that you gave me, who do you suggest would be the best, the most, the person that would need this the most urgently? And then you tell me. And then what I do is I profile that person, meaning you as a referee can tell me an awful lot about that person. And if I don't take advantage of it, of that information or that opportunity to get information, I'm not very smart. Okay? So I want to profile the heck out of that person before I ever get the introduction. So once I've profiled them, then what I do is I circle back, and let's say it's one of your best friends, one of your partners in your business, and you know he's a wealthy guy. And I say, okay, you know Joe an awful lot better than I do. How would you suggest that we meet? Now that is a brilliant, you know, sentence. Because it shifts the burden from me back to the person referring. Now they're going to hem and haw and not be quite sure, so you can give them some suggestions. When do you normally meet with him? How often? Is there a social situation where we could meet? You know, and if he's in a different state, then we can meet on the phone. We'll do a conference call. You introduce him, then you jump off and I'll talk to him. But you want an introduction, you do not want a name. Okay, you don't want a name and a phone number. So number one, you want a personal introduction in person. Second, you want a phone introduction. Third best would be an email introduction. And the fourth best is a phone number and a name. Now, I hate to get, you know, I'm never satisfied with fourth best. So my suggestion is you can always get at least a phone introduction, which will get you an awful lot further than a name and a phone number. I won't ever take a name and a phone number. Okay? Unless the person says, I've talked to him, he's set up, he's expecting your call, call him. Then I'll take the phone number and the name. Otherwise, I want an introduction.
So, I'm your client, and we'll role play. So, Rob, what I prefer is just to give your name to my friend and have them call you.
Well, the probabilities of him doing that are very low because he's busy. He doesn't understand. He's not been a client. He's really, I'm not sure that that's going to work.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah. That's the right answer. Because that is what's going to happen.
Right. It's never going to happen. That's a way of getting rid of you.
Right.
I mean, if I don't want to give you an introduction, I want him to be a man and stand up and say, I don't want to give you an introduction.
Right.
And then you say, why? And it's because your service stinks. That's why. Okay, I want to know an answer, right? I mean, I don't mean to get in a fight with a guy, but at the same time, if he doesn't want to give me a real introduction, when he has one, or he pretends he does, then I want to know what's going on. You know, so, and that's when we ask the value question. I mean, you're not going to get into a situation like that unless the person really likes you. Because when you ask the value question, Al, we've been doing business together now for several years. This has been a good year, and I appreciate the relationship. Let me ask you a question. What is it that you really value, or what are the three things that you value the most over the last year in doing business with us? Okay, and then you give me the three things, and then you can also say, which I think makes a lot of sense. You know, if there were a couple things that you thought we could do to improve ourselves, what would those things be? Okay?
Okay.
Now you've really kind of done a survey, right? So it's legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
Now what you do is you say, okay, What I'd like to do, we've got a few minutes left. What I'd like to do with this time, with your permission, is do a little brainstorming. And what I'd like to brainstorm about is who would value our, the client experience that you've had as much as you have. And what I'd like to think, I'd like you to think about when we do this brainstorm, and I think you'd like, I'd like you to think about three concentric circles, one within the other. And the inner circle is your inner circle. It's the people that are closest to you. It's your family and your very closest friends. And then I'd like to expand the circle to friends and neighbors and people you play golf with and people that you socialize with, people you meet at the club and so forth. And then the final circle would be people that you know. You just know them from various situations. You don't know them as well as the others, but you know they're highly qualified. In fact, if we open the relationship with them, that could be a game changer in terms of our business. So see, by doing that, in that last circle, he kind of gets what you're after. Okay? So then you go back and say, okay, let's start with your the inner circle. I don't want you to leave anybody else that you think would really benefit by our service. But they have to be qualified. Well, my parents certainly aren't qualified, but my brother is. He's selling a business. Okay, so you put down his, your brother's name is Rick. Okay. All right, let's keep going now. People you play golf with, people that you're really close with, etc. And then just let them talk. And you may get three or four names from that. And then, okay, let's go to the larger circle. These would be neighbors, friends, people you know, you're on committees with, on boards with. You're friends with them. You play golf with them, etc. And then you might get three or four names from there. And then the final list is, okay, you know, these would be kind of the whales, people that you know that might be a game changer, but you may not be as intimate with them as you are with others. And you might get a couple of names there. They'd be proud to give you those names. And so now you've got, you know, five, six, seven names. And what you do is, first thing you do is you go back and say, okay, we've got a great list here. Of this list, who would you think would need our services the most? Who would have the most urgent need for our services? Well, it's my brother. He's selling his business. Well, tell me about your brother. And then we profile him. What's he like? Is he like you? Is he a good guy? Is he fun? Is he optimistic? Is he, you know? And you find out everything about the brother. And then you go back and do the advice piece. And the advice piece is, you know your brother a whole lot better than I'll ever know him. How would you suggest that we meet? And he goes, well, he's in North Carolina. And you go, okay, how often do you talk to him? I talk to him every week. All right. Would you be comfortable talking to him about setting up an appointment to meet me? And he goes, sure. Yeah, I think it'd be great. All right. So today is, and I always hesitate here. Today's Wednesday, right? Yeah, Wednesday. Okay, so today's Wednesday, so you're going to probably talk to him, what, over the weekend? Yep. Okay. All right, so why don't we set up an appointment, a phone appointment, for next Wednesday at 3 o'clock, about the same time we have this call. And he goes, yeah, that would work good. All right, now you can't leave it there, see, because you have no control now. It's in his hands. So you keep control by saying this, okay, today's Wednesday. You're going to talk to him over the weekend. If I don't hear from you, what, Monday, Tuesday? I'll send you an email or call you. How's that? And he goes, oh, that'd be great. That'd be great. And the last, the T is you want to put down the introduction, the date of the introduction in your folder and telephone the client and the person referring you on the anniversary of when they opened up the account. Okay?
So you really close the loop. A year later, you call and say, everything, I just wanted to call and thank you for introducing us, Mr., your brother, to me. You know, confidentiality precludes me from saying too much, but I'll tell you, he's just as great a guy as you are. And I think we're getting on well. You know, I hope you get some good feedback. He goes, oh yeah, he loves you. This is a great thing. Well, I just wanted to call and tell you how much I appreciate the introduction. It's not forgotten. As a matter of fact, I'm going to call you every year and thank you. And he'll laugh. And then he said, you know what? I got another guy for you. You didn't have to ask. Because he likes that so much. And by the way, you've also, you know, you've got 5, 6, 7 names. You got 7 months worth of work there. You know, if you call them every month, you do the same thing with each one of the clients until you get them all done. Each one of the prospects. See how well this works?
Yep.
Yeah, it's really, Bill Case and I are friends, and he knows I teach his stuff, and I sell his books, and I give him credit for it. But I think we've made a little revision in what he does that is really good. So, and I think it's a good thing to do with every client. At least once a year. Even if you just ask the value question, you never go past that. What are the 3 things that you value the most from your experience this year? And then, what are a couple things that we might do to improve our service or your experience with us? I mean, if you only do that, this would be worth the lessons today. Okay? Because you're going to get better. You're going to get a lot better, and you're going to find out what it is that they value, and, of course, you repeat the things that they value, right?
Yep.
Okay. So, Al, you're a capable guy. When you were a bond trader, you handled multiple things at the same time. All I'm saying is you can do acquisition at the same time that you're doing getting yourself organized. Okay? Meaning you can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So try it. Okay, so you got this on audio. A copy of this has been made because we record every call. So listen to it 5 times and then use it and do it. As a testimony,
I didn't know that actually until right now. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that these calls.
I listened to it.
Wow. I didn't know that, man.
Okay.
So all these calls are recorded and I can re-listen to them. I didn't know.
You got an email from Lowe.
Oh, jeez. Okay. That's important.
Well, you can put them in your car.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you can listen to them on the way to work, you know.
Of course.
Because those words, look, the reality is, there are very few people that are that good in our business, okay, that they use this stuff. There's just not that many. They don't value words. They don't value the process. They wing it. Everything is a wing. You know, this is plan, process, and ritual. These words have been carefully chiseled down to like a diamond. So you get the perfect word. And so use them. Use the words. Use the right word at the right time. And you'll get the results. Wrong word, wrong time. You'll probably still get the results, but they won't be as good. They won't be as consistent.
I'm going to start re-listening to our calls. But let me ask you, how long do I have access to those calls?
Yeah, it's for a year. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think the reality is we can't process everything, right? I mean, you're still thinking about folders. You know, truth. And I moved on, right? I'm teaching you stuff, and you're like, I can't absorb it all, Rob. I'm still thinking about folders. Well, here you get a, you know, every week you could listen to each call five times, once a day, for a half an hour, and you got it in your head then. You don't need to, you know, just think about folders. Now you can have, you've got the skills now. And it comes up, and you think this guy's an awesome client, and he says nice things about you, and all of a sudden, you can use this, and you pull it out of your drawer, and bang, use it on him. And boom, you got five or six great introductions lined up. So it's a gold mine. It's all you need. I have seven different strategies for acquisition. This is the only one you need. It's the only one.
Okay.
I mean, you can use all seven. And you probably should at some time or another. But this is the only one you really need. This one will get you all the business you ever would ever need in your whole life. Okay?
Okay.
But he's right. He's right in the sense that you've got to get, you know, you've got to get the service model right. But then again, clients still like you. You know, they haven't left. So, and Joe and, you know, and your team, Marisol, have been doing a good job of keeping things together. So they still like you. But you know, the more you're involved in it, the more credit you'll get, and the easier the introductions will be to get. So, but I thought you better learn this one. It's good. It'll work. And you like Phil Case anyway. So, hey, let's put his money to work, your money to work. You know, you spent a lot of money on him, hiring him as a coach. This is all he teaches. This is it.
Okay.
Okay,
Rob.
All right, guys. That's your homework. All right.
Thank you, Rob. Take care. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.